Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Four on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Does this show happen?
Oh, I don't even know. What is it?
Remember, it was a rescheduled show because Steven Tyler had throat problems and stuff. And
wasn't it October? Rescheduled October? Or
I think so. Let me see.
I haven't been to a concert in so long, like on purpose.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I haven't gone to see a show. I don't know. There's nothing I really get excited about.
Do you want to go with me to see Korn and Limp Bizkit?
Dude, I would see Limp Bizkit and what's his face?
Oh, Corey Feldman?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Let's go. It's coming in August. It's the amphitheater. I would do that. So it's going to be hot and sweaty.
I had a great time when we saw him last time.
Yeah.
But I think might be enough for me.
So Aerosmith, yeah, is going to be, it was originally October 11th in 2023. Then they had it for February of 2024. Now it says that they're going to be in Tampa. Sorry, let me see. Where the hell is it?
Zuba dooba dooby.
Zap zoob is. Zuba dabba dooba. Oh, yeah, it is. It's February 14th, so Valentine's Day 2025.
Oh, no.
Oof. That's actually not far off, really, when you think about it.
I know, but
6 months, 7 months?
For a bunch of 70-year-olds, it's rough.
Yeah.
You never know.
A lot can happen at that time.
I got to tell you, I obviously go to a lot of shows. I go to as many as I can. One that I'm very excited about that's coming up is Styx, Foreigner, and John Waite, which is going to be a great show.
That'll be great. Where is that?
That's at the amphitheater.
Yeah, see, then, I have to weigh out weather versus, heat. Yeah.
And then,
heat index.
I think right after that or right before that, I got to check the calendar because they're both, I believe, in July, is Sammy Hagar, Satriani, Michael Anthony, Jason Bonham doing the Best of All Worlds, Van Halen
style. That I would definitely like to go to.
Opener, Loverboy.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that. Yeah.
And Love Tiger.
Oh, we can only hope. That'd
I'm
be great.
Supposed to go see Steve-O. Next week.
Yeah.
That is an optimistic
show.
I did go last time.
Yes. Because
but I love Steve-O, so, and he's got a penis tattooed on his
he
face.
Does.
Now,
he
so
does.
So I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that up close. Yeah.
Go and try and rub it off.
Have you seen the tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look good.
No.
It's like not even a good tattoo.
I think it was because it's done by Post Malone.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not necessarily an artist as far as tattoos go.
Can I tell you, it meant a lot to me what Steve-O said when I said to him that I'm calling to talk you out of it. And he said, Mike, if I listened to everybody who told me to try to talk me out of things, I wouldn't be. I was like, he's right. All right. Let him have a little penis on his head. All right. Let's give some stuff away, Carmen. What do we have today?
Oh, her mic's not on.
Mic is on.
Okay.
Carmen?
Hello?
Yeah. I swear to God, I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, you're good.
What do we have today?
Okay, so we have a bunch of stuff. We have tickets, passes for Universal.
Yeah.
We have tickets for Journey and Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Uh-huh.
And Monster Jam.
Yeah. I would like to go to Universal. I'd like to take my daughter to Universal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm out this week. Next week, she's out. I mean, I have to plan things like 3 months in advance now with that kid.
And what did we decide for Thursday and Friday? Ian Beckles is filling in.
Who cares? Just let whoever shows up. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay. That's how that works.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure that out later. But I spent, I would say, 80% of my day in the car yesterday. I had to drive that kid to volleyball camp. Then I had to wait around because it didn't make sense. By the time I got home, I would have had to come back. So I'm like driving around the area trying to find something to do, getting gas and stuff. Then I had to pick her up and take her to her friend's house. And then after her friend's house, she had to go to volleyball camp number two. I literally was in the car for 80% of my day yesterday.
So I'm assuming two volleyball camps, she's into it and she really likes volleyball.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no medical background reasoning for this at all, but I believe sports like basketball and volleyball, where you're jumping, reaching, doing that stuff, actually make you taller.
Like, you're probably right. She's growing like a weed.
Yeah, I feel like that makes you taller. for some reason. So she's gonna be.
You
tall.
Said there's no science.
No science. No. Me, yeah, I don't mind. That is just me spouting off.
Okay, I've been jumping around for years. This definitely doesn't work.
No, you don't jump at all. You're just sitting over there. How tall is Amanda? Amanda's what? 5'7", 5'8"?
8, yeah.
Yeah, 5'8". So that's tall for a lady.
It's about my height. Yeah,
and you're 6'2", 6'3"?
6'2".
6'2"? Yeah. So she could be up there. I mean, listen. I think any girl would want to be 5'10". 5'10" is a good height.
She's
going to
be very tall. Yeah. She's got long legs. She's tall, you know, and she's into this volleyball thing now. And then she's going to go to middle school where they have a volleyball team and hopefully she'll play.
That's cool.
Carmen, if you could snap your fingers and be any height, what would you be?
Ooh.
Spanish, same to you.
6 foot.
Oh. 6 foot?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I like my height. I'm 5'6". Yeah.
So you're good with 5'6"?
Yeah. I mean, okay. If I could go back, like if I was going to go back, then yeah, I'd be like 6 foot. Because for basketball and volleyball and stuff like that.
You can't change it over the years.
But that's what I'm saying. So like if I'm not, like if I can't go back, if I'm just like doing it right now, then the height doesn't do anything for me.
Kaylee Clark is 6 foot tall.
Yeah, she's 6 foot. Yeah.
She looks so small.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of taller ladies that are in the WNBA. Interesting thing, and this is not why I was bringing this up, but the talking about height made me think about it. Did you see the picture of all of us with my dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, you are a little bit. Listen, I'm the second tallest in my family. It's the way the camera, my brother Tim and Tom are closer to the camera. I'm 6'4". Jeff's 6'7". Jeff's the tallest out of us. But Tom's like 6 foot.
It was like, look at the little boy.
Tim's 6'3". My dad was 6'4", but he's shrinking down a little bit. The way, also, stop telling me my sister's hot. It's my sister. And a lot of people think it's my mom. And they're like, your mom? I bet you she was a fox back then. That's my sister.
Oh, that's funny.
Anytime you try to post a nice photo, people are just destroying it.
Everyone was nice, but everyone's like, good Lord, you guys are all so tall. And you're the shortest one. I was on the far left.
You stop to think about what the comments are before you post a picture, you'll never post it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Here it comes.
Yeah.
My favorite is I posted a picture of me and my dad for Father's Day, and some guy wrote, your dad looks like a stud. You don't. Those sort of things make me laugh the hardest. I like a good insult every once in a while.
So I always talk about my brothers and stuff, but I do have a sister, which I didn't find out until I was 40-something. And found out during the show because my brother Tim called me and the whole way it went down. So
nothing will be better than, you're not going to believe what Tim just told me.
Yeah. So the wild thing about it was my father was married before he married my mother and had kids, but we didn't know until we were older and all this stuff. But also, this doesn't bode well for my dad's spy stuff. Yeah. He was married to a Russian ballerina.
Oh geez, my God. Here we go. Yep. Here we go. Yep.
No big deal.
And you guys didn't know that.
We did not know that, Carmen, until I was 40-something.
Did your
Carmen,
mom know
that? Carmen, it
happened
during the...
My mother knew, and it was so funny because my dad, you know, we're like, why didn't you ever tell us this? And he goes, I was going to when you guys got older. Then you guys got older. Then it didn't seem relevant, and it was like a whole different life and this and that, which made sense. But also, I had two other brothers and a sister that I didn't know about, half. But it was, but I'm not mad at him or anything, but it was weird.
No, he wasn't trying to hide it from you. It just didn't, it wasn't appropriate at the time to tell you.
Because
then it got out of hand.
And they were from Pittsburgh as well. So when we'd go visit all our cousins and stuff in Pittsburgh, my mom and dad would go wherever. We didn't know, but they were going to visit. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't, like, your dad didn't have, like, anything to do with their lives? Like,
no, he did. Well, here's the thing is he paid and did all that stuff that he was obligated to as well. But they did not get along, and the mother did not want him to be around.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Not because my dad's a bad guy or anything. It was just,
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like your dad would just, like, up and abandon some kids. So that's why I was just wondering.
No. And he visited as much as he could and as much as was allowed and all that type of stuff.
KGB and CIA do not mix well.
Yeah. Sometimes they're in cahoots. Sometimes they're against each other.
The mission was over.
All right, let's give some stuff away with a little Sporkle. Here we go. It's still one of the best stories ever.
It's wild. You could have, listen to me, I would have bet you $10 million that was not true at all. Like, this is the wildest story. I'm just waiting for someday for him to say Afghanistan, banana stand.
Yeah, he
did. Become, you know, super killer.
All right, Carmen is the keeper. Sporkle, Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Carmen, what are we playing today?
All right. This one's going to be a little tough, I think.
Oh.
Can you complete the V word in these movies from 2010?
Okay. What, V, like a Venus?
The V words. All the words that you're going to give me are V.
Yeah. V. As in Venus.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Your first one. Hotel Transylvania 3 summer.
Vacation.
Mm. Geo. Blue.
Velvet.
Violet.
Blue blank.
Violence.
Valentine.
I yelled violet so much I saw Gio's shoulders.
Day.
Valentine's.
I said times.
Oh. You all did. That was Galvin.
Thank you.
And the city of 1,000 planets.
Venus.
Blank. And the city of 1,000
violence.
Planets.
I know this movie.
Venice.
Vespa.
Valorin. In the city of 1,000 planets.
Nope.
Damn it.
Abraham Lincoln.
Vampire.
Galvin.
That's a great movie, by the way.
I can't believe that's a movie.
It is really good.
Suck.
Vampires.
Galvin. Oh. The lady in the
veil.
Nope.
Oh, man.
You're wrong.
The lady in the
blank. V word. The missing V word from this
van.
Movies.
Oh.
Van.
All right.
Spanish.
Oh. Is that movie that Galvin didn't like that
yeah.
I liked?
Yeah.
McDermott's pooping in a bucket.
Yeah. Ugh.
Last blank.
Valkyrie.
Last vampire.
Vacation.
Victory.
Last Vegas.
Oh, Last Vegas. We had that one the other day. It was something else.
That's dumb.
All right.
No point. Pap, we're halfway there.
Oof. Michael is not on the board. Gio and Spanish both have a single point, and Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 3.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys are giving me the missing B words from these movies from 2010. Your next one, the Queen of
Victoria.
I don't know what that is.
The Queen of blank.
The Queen of
Venus.
Venice.
Versailles.
Versailles. That's my new favorite. Mm.
Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. Pap.
Geo.
Oh
no
he
way.
He was last.
Geo gets the point.
Oh my God. He was actually the last one on that one.
I can't take that point with good conscience.
You cannot.
I cannot.
Okay. If you reject the point, then no point.
What, that's
Carmen, did you hear anyone?
No, that's why I went to the judge, because you guys all answered at once.
All right. No point.
All right, I'll take it back, but nobody wants it.
Nope.
No point.
We all won it.
I mean, it was very, very close, I don't think I was ahead.
Yeah. All right, your next one, Frankenstein.
Victor.
Oh.
Galvin.
The hell is Victor Frankenstein?
I don't know, but I remember that.
And Abdul.
Vivek.
Blank.
Victor.
Blank and Abdul.
Vinny.
Venus.
Victoria.
Oh.
Is what I was looking for.
Not one of my favorites.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Volume.
Damn. The of the Dawn Treader.
voice.
Vengeance.
Venus.
I'm sorry, what was it?
The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Voyage.
And Pap.
Aw.
We're on the last, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is still not on the board.
All right, don't remember that.
Spanish and Geo both with that single point.
I want my Spider-Man back.
Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 4.
Mm. All right, you guys are giving me the missing V words from these movies from 2010. Your next one, Birdman or The Unexpected of Ignorance?
Voyage.
That was the last word.
Value.
Visage.
I don't know.
Virtue. Birdman or the unexpected virtue of ignorance. A most year.
Violent.
Galvin. And your last one. Smurfs. The Lost.
Vagina.
Smurfs. The Lost.
Smurfs, The Lost Blank.
The Lost
Village.
Oh, they live in a village.
Well, that was tough.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't know there were so many V movies from 2010.
No, for real.
Awful.
Mm. The worst.
Your final score, Michael blanked.
Oof.
Oh.
Never happens.
In Spanish with a single point. Geo had 2, down to 1. Galvin is your triumphant champion today. He won with 5.
Get China! Woo! Trademark 2025. Victory.
Congratulations,
thank
Galvin.
Thank you, thank you.
That's 2 in a row.
I'll go line 5. Also, you should mark down that he got blanked.
All right.
Just so he said, a week from now, whenever he goes, this never happened.
Do I say,
you do.
And
then you can go, June 18th,
blank man,
7:01 a.m.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kent.
You're the winner. Hold on, Kent. Carmen will get you during the break and we'll hook you up with a prize.
0.0.
Sister Cinzano.
Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, you're saying it's bad, get ready, boys, and hot or mad?
Oh, ooh. No. That, and we'll talk about the Radio Hall of Fame inductees.
Oh.
You don't know. Maybe I got inducted.
You already said no. You already said you did.
Sorry.
He's buried the lead.
Damn it. All right, we'll take a quick break. News is next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to... The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorney.